Well, time is flying by, so let's jump into some more live stuff.
Cool, let's do it.
What do you got for us now?
This next song goes out to indigenous people all over the world, the indigenous struggle, and to my comrades down at the South Central Farm. This one's called Power Back.
And do we have a beat back to this? Or?
Yeah, this is a beat. It'd be track 2.
All right, cool. All right, my guest is Guido Corleone. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org, and this is him.
Here's a word from the president right here.
What do you think tribal sovereignty means in the 21st century, and how do we resolve conflicts between tribes and the federal and state governments?
Yeah. Tribal sovereignty means that it's sovereign. I mean, you've been given sovereignty, and you're viewed as a sovereign entity.
Jackass, man.
Okay.
And therefore, the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between sovereign entities.
My soul burns with the turn of every page of history books, just like the fruited plains will burn from what America took from an indigenous people who saw God and nature as equal and coexisting with strangers, but could sense the hidden demon to be released till every member of every tribe's deceased or diseased on reservations, drunk so they can't see. They can feel the fire and pain of genocidal bleeding. Reduce the continent to a casino, now it's hail to the thieving that doesn't even have to act at night to pull off the hit. They did it bright and early to make sure that everyone saw it. And while you're wondering about that day in September the earth stood still, I'm wondering which one of my comrades is on the list next to kill. Is it a mortal technique or my man Michael Moore, or is it the unnamed prophet that'll lead us into the war, or is it you, my friends, who they love to pound down the door in order to annihilate every chance for us to settle the score against the evil pagan devil worship order attacked, where the power and the people are kept out of whack. So I'm burning down the machine and rage like Big Zack. Don't forget what the man said, we gotta take the power back.
What?
We gotta take the power back. Fight back, we gotta take the power back. Power to the people, come on y'all. Power to the people, come on y'all.
What?
We gotta take the power back. Fuck that, we gotta take the farm back. Power to the people, come on, y'all. Power to the people, come on. Dr.
Time comes when silence is betrayal. Some of us who have already begun to break the silence of the night have found that the calling to speak is often a vocation of agony.
Agony.
But we must speak.
We must speak.
Perhaps a new spirit is rising among us.
Rise up.
If it is, let us trace its movements and pray that our own inner being may be sensitive to its guidance. For we are deeply in need of a new way beyond the darkness that seems so close around us.
Yo, it's for the South Central Forum.
The world turns with the burn of every midnight deal they make, like the riots, flames, and a plot of land they had to forsake, till it became a commodity, and there was millions to make, off the land that people took the time to regenerate, fertile soil from a crude, boiled, spoiled asphalt lot, an abandoned, left stranded, dismantled, desolate plot, eminent domain's a bitch when the city's jacking your spot, and you discredited the farmers when you never thought they fought, a pseudo-democratic, corporate collective that tried to silence its lies by trying to silence the cries. The South Central farmers, the families, the many pennies and dimes, the coalition, the supporters, the people, now cometh the time to stand and fight for what's right, like not playing the design. City councilman rocking a badge in an unmarked black and white, pulling heat on an unarmed girl, yo, I'm asking you why. Jan Perry, you never even took the time to take a trip to see what's going down at Alameda and 41st, instead of closing your eyes, mind, ears, and assuming the worst, instead of seeing an oasis in a city that's dying of thirst, bled dry by the mayor and Horowitz, yes, the truth hurts while you're politicking, the clock's ticking and we're running out of time, and this bullshit that you're pulling is far beyond the line, so keep counting closets of cash and thinking it's fine, cause we'll be fighting till the day we lay in boxes of pine.
What?
We gotta take the power back. Fuck that, we gotta take the farm back. Power to the people, come on y'all. Power to the people, come on y'all.
What?
We gotta take the power back. Fight back. Take the farm back. Power to the people, come on, y'all. Power to the people, come on. We gotta take the power back.
Fuck that, we gotta take the power back. Fight back, come on, y'all. Power to the people, come on, y'all. Power to the people, gotta take the power back. Fuck that, we gotta take the farm back. Fight back, come on, y'all. Power to the people, come on, y'all. Power to the people, come on. All around the globe, the movement grows. From South Central to South Africa, we're coming after you. From South Korea, back to the South Central Farm. South Central farmers represent. We got land struggles, children starving. Another stolen harvest. That's why we gotta fight back. Fight back. And take the power back.
Is there a difference between who you are and who Guido Corleone is?
Definitely. My real name is Chris Devcich, y'all. I'm half Italian, quarter Croatian, eighth Irish, eighth German. You know, Guido Corleone is kind of this persona that I adopted. You know, back when I was in high school, I was hanging out with these older cats. They nicknamed me Guido. Next thing I know, my fam and my friends are picking up on it. Yo, Guido, what up, man? Uh-huh. So Guido kind of became the moniker. You know, Guido Corleone is kind of everything I aspire to be, everything I wish I could be, everything that I'm not, everything that, you know, can say whatever the hell he wants about whatever. He's calling shots, you know, he's calling it as he sees it. So there are definitely a lot of similarities between Guido Corleone and Chris Devcich, but it is kind of a different persona. However, the content of the music is definitely one. Chris Devcich, Guido Corleone, it's all the same. Spike D, whatever you want to call me.
So you all have this, the two of you, your two personas, they have the same intent, but Guido can speak freely. He's not afraid of any backlash.
Exactly.
But Chris, he's more like the rest of us.
Exactly. He's just, you know, he's calling it like he sees it too, but he's a little caught up in his own world, and he's trying to break free and do what he can for, you know, the better good of humanity at the same time. And Guido's out there doing it.
Right. So getting yourself into the L.A. hip-hop scene, or okay, the Southern California hip-hop scene, what were some of the challenges that you faced, some of the obstacles? I mean, not to make a stereotype or a cliche, but I would imagine not being black would be one of the obstacles, maybe.
You know, it is and it isn't. Los Angeles is such a melting pot that even before Eminem came to the scene or any, you know, white rapper like that, you know, you had guys like the Shapeshifters. You had cats like Acid Rain or, you know, a lot of white MCs who were throwing it down. You know, you got a lot of Latino MCs in Los Angeles throwing down. You got a lot of African-American MCs. So being white is a hurdle that I still deal with, you know, but I wouldn't say it's been the biggest one. We all kind of vibe in unison here, at least in the underground scene. I can't really speak for, you know, the gangster rap scene or what.
Yeah. Would you liken it to something like, you know, like female rock musicians? Kind of like they can rock just as hard as male musicians, but they have to prove it.
Yeah.
In a way that maybe a male doesn't.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think the bigger challenge is just, you know, like the Los Angeles underground hip hop scene can be very cliquey at times, you know. It's got all these little patches and being an MC who is universally accepted by all the different areas of underground hip hop in Los Angeles, I think is a challenge for people who are even more established than myself. So, I mean, it's really getting out there. It's really, you know, hitting the pavement, shaking hands, being real with people, talking to people, performing wherever you can. I mean, that's what I try and tell up-and-coming artists, is, like, get out there wherever you can. Like, do an open mic, you know, do shows, perform at parties, whatever you can do. So that's what I've been doing. That's still my mentality. And I still feel there's a lot of places in Los Angeles, a lot of, you know, nooks and crannies that I got to look under and get into. So
you mentioned cliques, and that has kind of a negative connotation. On the positive side, are there also like collectives, like sort of artists that get together and just support each other's music? Do you have a bunch of other underground rappers that you like to work with, or, you know, support each other's
Yeah,
shows.
You know, and the farm has also been a great, the South Central Farm has been a great resource for that. Just a lot of the youths that were there were ironically hip-hop artists, you know. You got guys like Love the Messenger, Living Mechanism Crew. You got guys like my boy Expose, AGOP, Armed Guardians of the Proletariat. You got my man Sherman Austin, who, you know, I don't know if you know about Sherman Austin, but he was locked up for a year for doing this Raise Your Fist website. So it's, and then, you know, before that, I did a big record release back in April. So that kind of brought me closer to a lot of the new school Project Blowed cats. I mean, Project Blowed is one of the, that's another place if you're an up and coming artist. I mean, hit up the Blowed. That's the place to sharpen your lyrical sword right there. And, Project Blowed is a collective of artists coming from all over. It's like the longest running open mic in one of the longest, you know, in the world, longest in Los Angeles. So Project Blowed is a good example of a collective. You know, you got guys like the Shapeshifters Crew and all their affiliates, and you got all kinds of people. Earthstones, you know, 6 female MCs and a female DJ. Look out for them. They're hot. They're coming. Heart Minds, my boy Rhetoric. So, it, like I said, it's all about getting, you know, for me, it was getting the hell out of the South Bay, where there's a lot of great people down there, but there's a lot of just stereotypes, walls, you know, relative wealth. And I just find that when I get away from the beach, that people are just a lot more real with it. So,
I'm going to ask sort of a convoluted question, but. Is there a difference in your mind between hip hop and rap? You know, you hear this sort of reference like, oh, that's rap and that's not as good as this because this is hip hop. Or I asked when I had DJ Newmark on the show, I asked him that, and he didn't think there was a difference. His attitude was that's just like, you know, different ways of expressing yourself musically. But it seems like there's some kind of music that serves a more like a higher intellectual purpose than other kinds of music.
Right.
And that's true in any genre, but.
Right, and I guess generally that's been associated more with hip hop, where the rap stuff is more, like I was saying before, gangsta or street, you know, talking about selling crack and bitches and pimping, and which is a shame. But when it comes down to it, there's not that much of a fundamental difference because, you know, hip hop is implying that there's rap over it. Rap is implying that there's, you know, kind of that hip-hop beat behind it. So, generally, I've come to know hip-hop is more of, like, the music that I make, more of the music that I listen to and I'm inspired by, where rap is kind of this, you know, whether it's the hyphy movement up in the Bay or you know, the gangster rap stuff from East Coast to West Coast or the Down South crunk stuff. I mean, that's what I've seen kind of has been more connotated with rap music these days.
Is it possible to maintain this kind of underground roots, political, almost poetic feel and achieve a kind of mainstream status that gets you worldwide attention?
I think it is definitely possible, but I think it's very difficult. I mean,
because you could rhyme about ass for, you know, 5 minutes and, you know, sell a million records.
Yeah, next thing you know, like, Interscope's picking you up.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's one way to do it. I mean, it's a legitimate form of music, you know, because people respond to it. You know, people like it, and they buy those records, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's challenging. I also, in addition to being, you know, an MC producer, I run my own record label, Bell Rang Records. So I'm pushing independence, you know, and these are lessons that I've learned from a lot of the guys that I've looked up to in the LA underground scene, artists like, you know, Tumex and, like I said, the Shapeshifters, Bus Driver, all the old school Project Blowed cats, AC Alone, Ab Rude, like, just seeing them at shows and seeing them with a box of CDs. I mean, that's really how you gotta push it. Immortal Technique is a great example of an artist who's had, you know, significant underground success and even peek through in the mainstream, getting in magazines like The Source and stuff, but stayed 100% independent. He runs his own record label. So I like to follow the examples of people like that, like the old Project Blowed Cats. You know, I don't know if you heard this rapper Necro from Brooklyn, but he's, you know, he's been 100% independent from day one. His content's a little crazy. If y'all know what's up with Necro, it's like this death rap porno core shit, but it's wild. And even looking at people like Master P, who were 100% independent. So at this time, I'm trying to push independence. I might not sell a million records, but eventually, maybe I could sell 50,000 copies.
And who runs the record label? Is it Chris or is it Guido?
It's Chris Devcich, aka Guido Corleone.
That's a joint project between you and your alias, huh?
Yeah, we gotta work together on that one. You know. And sometimes I think that like Chris is just gonna crack through and say, you know what, we're done with this Guido shit. Like, we're bringing Chris Devcich to the streets as it always should be. But we'll see.
Do you see that? Are you evolving? Is Chris learning from Guido?
Definitely. I mean, I'm evolving a lot, and I've come so far in the game in the past year alone that, you know, I gotta remember where I was a year ago or 3 or 4 years ago, and just be like, damn, you know, you're moving forward, you're progressing, and that's really what it's about as an artist, is constantly evolving, constantly trying to, you know, better your music and always come from the heart and always try and make it, you know, one notch better.
Nice. Well, I don't want to run out of time and not get some more live stuff out of you. So you ready for another song?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, cool. What do you got for us? Okay.
So this next one's going to go back into that soul sick feeling that, you know, sometimes you just got to get out of the house in the middle of the night, take a walk, and think about some things. So this one's called Blood Sample.
All right, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org, and my guest is Guido Corleone.
Y'all ready for this? Come on. That's right. Fly with me. I hit a. Yo, pass it, man. Pass it over here. I took a midnight walk at about 3 in the morning. I was lonely, I was horny, and I didn't feel like snoring. So I started to think about tomorrow starts today. And when I opened up my mind, the thoughts went this way. Yo, where's my free healthcare? Where's my girl? Where's my lady? Cause she's my world. Unemployment was kinda nice, cause I got my life back and didn't have to go to work at night. It's the music that makes me remember. Every time I place my member into the essence of your female gender. Mixing and making love soup stock. Bodies in a lock with the heart of a lion and the eye of a hawk. I never bag, brag, gag, or gawk. I kept a secret in my mind while my heart stayed locked. But my chakras had never been so alive or energized. And I lived life like I was living love and lost and alive. But there wasn't an ounce of untruth in your room. The way we fed off each other and carnivorously consumed our hearts, minds, and souls in countless cannabis bowls. And shamelessly stole, we never knew we owned. I wanted, you needed, you loved, I heeded the warnings of the storm and that I knew needed calming. But I couldn't control, let alone predict the weather. I can only bundle up from September to December. And that's about the time that I start to remember how this music that I'm making keeps making me remember that my love's lost. Lovesick letters that keep coming back to me. Mark return to center. It's the music that I'm fusing blues and making me remember how we used to hold each other and all the time we spent together. How we fight the cold when we hold our souls. Now I'm stoned and alone, packing badass bowls. It's the music that I'm fusing blues and making me remember how we used to touch each other and all the time we spent together. How we fight the cold when we hold our souls. Now I'm stoned and alone, taking midnight strolls. So take a midnight stroll. Take a midnight stroll. Take a midnight stroll. Take a midnight stroll. So take a midnight stroll with me. Take a midnight stroll with me. Yo, take a midnight stroll. Yo, that song's very suiting for this gray, gloomy September day.
Yeah, it's good British weather. All right, so we got a guitar in here. Are we gonna play this thing?
Yeah. Why not?
Aaron, why don't you tell me a little bit about
what you're about to do? Tell them what's up.
What I do? I'm an acoustic singer songwriter. Very long time. I also play guitar for a band called Bargain Music out of Long Beach. So some of you cats have heard. heard that. And me and Guido got together and started doing this project where it's like, I don't know, you know, it just combines like, I don't know. I'm very eclectic, so I do a lot of things. I fronted a punk band for the last couple years, Dive Bar Junkies. We were pretty successful. So me and Guido have known each other through a producer of ours called The Transducer. He works with a lot of people. He's done Dio, Docking, Long Beach Dub All-Stars, Shapeshifter stuff. He works with Bargain Music, too. So he kind of hooked the two of us up, and we just started kicking it and, like, writing these songs, you know. And Guido plays guitar, too, so, I mean, we would kick it and play. So I'd bring him, like, these folk songs that I wrote and stuff, and he would be, oh, man, that's great. You know, you should really push that. So, I mean, I left the punk band, and I started doing this now. And yeah. We just kind of support each other, you know.
Aaron and I are we're coming from similar spaces in the music that we write, specifically on the emotional, you know, heartfelt tip. So this is kind of a new track. We played it live once, right?
Yeah.
So we're gonna have some guitar along with some beats and some rhymes on this one. What's the name of this song?
This one's called No Regrets.
All right, let's do it. My guest is Guido Corleone. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org.
I remember you from like 15 years ago. Sorry to hear that life's moving so slow, but maybe that's good for you, cause you move so slick, so fast, so cool, so cold, so sick, so crass. Living at two homes, got moms and pops on your ass, and now I'm here and you start licking my nads. Well, that's great, let's see what you can grab out the bag. Let's put a price on your life and slap it on the toe tag. Let it linger in your head that you fingered the wrong man. Set yourself up when you started plotting the plan. Sizing up my game, or get the papers plastering your name on the front page, life and times of LA. But back to the past, and let it stay to the last, that I ain't falling off in your dark world of outcasts. Stay on your own shit, stay lit, and everything will be alright. Turn on your love light, start killing the spite, aight?
And I don't know why you bother messing around with me, yeah.
I don't know why you bother.
And I don't know why you're concerned with fucking around with me, yeah. You feel so good to me, yeah. Well, now that I can see, you feel so good to me. Well, now that I'm free, free from your lies and foolish alibis and trickery.
So how you been, Holmes? I know we ain't been too close when we used to pick licks, swap clothes, and talk hoes. Oh no, another one who walked the line and got too close to the limelight, the line life, living life too close to the mic. But Spike's still here, shedding a tear for each homie calling in and out of their fears. Yeah, the road's long, hard, and twisted. We drown in beer, boots, and bong hits, and feel feeling when the song hits. But get caught up in the wrong shit, you'll be bearing your burning crosses. But no more talking about Jack Johnson, a Sublime affiliated project. Passing stock and death is bach, and I'm taking bases. For all the falling, gotta keep crawling, buildings drop, even the tallest. Cause I squash petty shit like graves, cause petty shit falls in the smallest. But on the real, I hope you make it, though you left me so forsaken. I kept giving, you kept taking, now we ain't even handshaking. But fuck it, here's a pound, a hug, a hit, a memory, and a light. Remember who your family is, sign with no regrets, Spike.
That's a truly original sound, man. That's so funny, cause I was thinking, you had mentioned that had like a Sublime feel to it, and while I was listening to it, I was thinking I heard some Jack Johnson influence, and then you actually mentioned Jack Johnson in the song.
You know, yeah, and I mean that was a reference to a dear friend of mine when Jack Johnson was first coming up on the scene, or Sublime even back in the day. Like, we're diehard fans. I think Jack Johnson's a great songwriter. I think he's a great musician. I think Sublime is one of the greatest bands ever.
The band that I'm involved in now, Bargain Music, out of Long Beach, is a collective, and we're very tied in, you know, to the whole Sublime scene. Like, Sublime's old manager, Jason Westfall, used to manage us. Cornerstone Rass, I don't know if you've ever heard of that label, and, like, Skunk and everybody. Like, we work with all those cats, so, I mean, it's kind of funny and it's kind of ironic because, like, when we wrote that song, like, I had just kind of gotten the gig with Bargain, you know? And then out comes this, I don't know, Sublime-ish.
That's cool.
Yeah, we got a couple more. Like, it's going to be some cool stuff, though, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, Sublime is a big influence for a lot of people. I had the good fortune to see them perform live just 2 weeks before he passed away.
I did, too. Oh, in New York?
Yeah.
Beautiful. I saw him at the House of Blues up on Sunset just a couple weeks before he passed, too, man.
It was crazy because I just getting into the music at that time was still new to me. 40 Ounces to Freedom, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's just suddenly it's like it's over. And it's like, yeah, can't lose the singer-songwriter lead guitar guy and just move on, you know?
I had to before it even really, you know, got a chance to start. And, you know, on the DL right now, like, there's a box set coming out. I don't think I could really, like, say too much more about it, but it's going to be sick. Like, they've uncovered some jewels that...
Oh, neat.
That didn't really... Nobody really knew. We're kind of laying around, and if you're a fan of Brad Noel, I mean, you're definitely going to want to check this out, like, for sure.
Cool.
Yeah, everybody seek out the original recording of Doing Time. If you can find that anywhere, the major difference in the song is the regular one goes, summertime in the living... Right? For some legal reason, they had to change it to Summertime. The original version, that's not even Bradley singing. It's the guy, like the president of Skunk Records. The original version is Bradley saying, doing time and the living's easy.
Oh, that makes sense.
I had it on a tape. We had the album like a year before that one came out, and the tape snapped. So if you can find that, listen to it, bump it, hit me up. I want to call
me an MP3.
I actually played a remix of that song earlier in the DJ portion of the show. Martial Arts did a remix with the Far Side.
That's a good version.
Yeah. Well, listen, Guido, where can people go see you live? You got a couple gigs coming up.
Yeah, we got a couple gigs coming up. One that's happening next Thursday is actually up in Fresno. I don't know how many people are listening from Fresno, but it's at Club Havanos. Club Havanos in Fresno, California, on the 21st.
Yeah, it's my birthday celebration. My birthday's on the 20th, so thought, you know, me and Guido go up there and play. I was born in Fresno, California, so as a singer-songwriter, it's important for me to go to the place where I was born and kind of, like, you know, show my people, like, what I've been up to, you know, for the past.
And Aaron, do you have a site that you want to plug, like MySpace or anything?
Sure, so myspace.com/AaronDJones, or you can go to dbamusic.net. If you want to check out Bargain Music, it's myspace.com/bargainmusic. Unfortunately, our website, bargainmusicbitch.com, is down at the moment, but don't worry, it'll be back up. So.
Bitch!
And you got this thing coming up at the Good Hurt, and you're both playing there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be on the 27th of September, Wednesday night. We got my boys Flobus, they're a cool funk group, playing. I'm going to be performing. DBA is going to be out there. Mike P and the Truth. And featuring the world premiere of my boys, Country Muscle. That's my old group right there. Used to be 4-0. Now they're doing some crazy country stuff. So check that out. Hop on the muscle bus, y'all. And that's at the Good Hurt.
The nurses, they're basically dressed up like nurses in vinyl outfits, and they serve you drinks.
So Good Hurt, yeah.
Yeah, if you want to see some really hot women, like, serve some stiff drinks in some nice-looking outfits, come down.
I hear they're conscious, too. That's what I hear. But, yeah, that's at the Good Hurt, 12249 Venice Boulevard in L.A. Like I said, Wednesday, September 27th. Also got a show coming up Friday, September 29th, Linguistic Harvest Open Mic. They do it twice a month. It's out in El Sereno at the Eastside Cafe. That's 5469 North Huntington Drive in L.A., El Sereno. So that's the Eastside Cafe. It's hosted by my boys AGOP, Armed Guardians of the Proletariat. It's featuring Crazy Race, Ethereal from Living Mechanism, 1997, myself, my girl Tawais from the Earthstones, and the New Legends. So check that out, y'all. Come support, please.
Well, we are well out of time. It's been great hanging out with you, Guido, Aaron.
We're out of time.
That's
already?
It. Yeah.
Damn, we're having so much fun.
I know, here, man. We could hang out and do this all day, but
I was just getting started. I was just getting into the interview groove. You
know? Well, people will have to go see you live at Good Hurt, some of these other gigs, and what is it? Again, check out GuidoCorleone.com.
GuidoCorleone.com. It's kind of got some work going
on. We're
gonna
fix it. I'm gonna help you get this shit up.
Go to myspace.com/GuidoCorleone. You can get the album there. You can hear a few tracks for free, and it's got all my shows posted up there. We got shows coming up in October, November. We got mad projects coming. Look for a compilation coming from the South Central Farm, featuring music of the South Central Farmers. I'm gonna do a track, a bunch of supporters, people like Omeka, Earth Stones. We're trying to get Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine on a track. We got a track that Zach De La Rocha did with Son de Madera and Quetzal, so we're gonna try and get that on there. Talking to people like Willie Nelson and Joan Baez, so that's I'm really excited about that project. It's in the works, so
that sounds great. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org, and my guest has been Guido Corleone. Thanks a lot, man.
Peace, y'all.